I'm going to just say it. The sh- is hard. Business ownership is really not for the faint of heart. And I feel like when you go into business, everyone around you is like, oh, you're so lucky. You get to create your own schedule. You get to pick up your kids whenever you want. And look, when you first get going, if you're blessed with some early lead flow, it can actually feel a little bit like that. There is a honeymoon phase. But as you continue on, the stress compounds, the responsibilities layer, and the reality sets in that there really are no excuses. Everything weighs on your shoulders. These solo shows are where I'm going to share some of those hardships, where we get real, get motivated, and commit to keep going. Because we cannot lead ourselves to believe that we're going to show up at 100% every single day. But we can build the habits. We can do the work. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to The Sh** Is Hard. Here's what nobody puts on the highlight reel. It's not just running the business. It's running the business and taking care of the family and being a good partner and being a good friend and being a support system to the people around you. And somehow, inside of all of that chaos, figuring out how to show up for yourself too. It's a lot of weight to carry. And odds are you have layers of responsibilities that compound on top of each other every single day. And then on top of all of that, there is this expectation from the outside world, but honestly, more so from ourselves, that we can just close the emotions at one door, open up another door, and be the perfect mom with no stress, the perfect partner who is always serving and present, the perfect leader who never lets anything bleed through, like we can just cleanly compartmentalize all of it. And I am telling you right now, this is one of the biggest challenges you will face in ownership. Learning how to manage that self space, finding that balance, because it is extremely, extremely hard. My partner read something to me and shared it with me. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it, so here's a quick story and a recap. I pick up my kids almost every day from school, and every single day, almost without fail, someone is screaming, someone is crying, and everything is total chaos from 3 to 4 p.m. My team will back me on this, because if I take an internal call during those hours, someone is losing their mind in the background. And what my partner shared is this, that kids have to reserve their emotions all day long. They're holding it together, following rules, managing themselves, keeping it bottled in. And then when they get home to their safest person, they just let it all go. They let it go because they feel safe. They trust that person completely. That emotional release has to go somewhere. And I want you to sit with that, because that same thing happens to us in business with our closest people. We hold it together all day for the team, for the clients, for the business. And then we get home and we unravel on a person we love most. Not because we're failing, but because they are our safe place. It's a hard thing to explain, but it is also the reality that there is an expectation that we have to control these emotions. And that's a whole conversation in and of itself. What helps, and this is the key, is doing the inner work, focusing on what you need to give yourself in order to manage the stress, manage the chaos, manage the weight, because you can't pour out from an empty cup. And the way you fill that cup is through the routine of self. I want to take a moment and tell you about one of the hardest moments I've had in business. I had a client, someone I built a relationship with, someone I trusted deeply, who took an employee from me. Just straight up took them and then genuinely thought that that was okay and thought we could continue the business relationship like nothing happened. And I want to be honest about how that felt, because I think so many business owners have had a version of this and never say it out loud. It was crippling and honestly a little soul crushing, because your business is your baby. And when you work closely with people, you build a trust and a bond with them. So when that gets violated, it doesn't just hit you in the business, it hits you personally. But here's what I did. Instead of focusing on the soul crushing element, instead of dwelling, instead of placing blame, I jumped straight into gear. I asked myself, what systems do I implement right now to ensure this never happens again. Huh, you got me. I wasn't prepared enough for that, but thank you. Thank you for the lesson. Because now I get to build the wall. Now I get to implement the processes and make sure the lesson is learned. We ended up terminating the full relationship because sometimes the money just isn't worth it. Sometimes protecting your team, your culture, and your peace of mind is worth more than any client invoice. I closed the door. I moved forward. Moral of the story, take the hit, extract the lesson, build the system, and get going. So let's talk about the habits, because you've got to analyze yourself to get to know yourself and really, truly on a high level, support yourself through this journey. And for me, the thing that changed everything was fitness. My journey with fitness went from this: super active all through college, broke a pelvis, had a ton of rehab, was out of the fitness game for a long time, put on a significant amount of weight, and then I returned to fitness at the exact point where the business was really pressuring and crushing me. It was that growth marker where everything feels like it's on fire. There's always a fire to put out, a problem to solve, a new process trying to unfold, and your team can barely keep up with the documentation and development that comes with scaling. I was running at a 15 out of 10 on an anxiety level. The business buzz where you can't shut down, you're dreaming about work, you wake up already in it, and that's when I walked back into the gym and restarted the routine of taking care of myself, which I really started with just showing up to work out. This became the foundation, and then it layered more sleep, better nutrition, more intentional recovery. I began creating systems for myself in the same way that I was building systems for the business. And here's the truth. You matter. You matter. You have to take care of yourself in this. Because as you grow and climb, you are only stacking on more weight. More people are depending on you. There's higher payroll to cover. New leadership challenges need development. And if you are already crumbling personally, you cannot hold up what you're building professionally. You have to get strong to carry this. Business is like putting on muscle. Every time you get hit, think of it as a muscle tear. You eat the protein, you implement the systems, you build the processes, you do the inner work, and you come back stronger. It is a continuous journey of self-development, and the habits you build now are what will hold you together when the next hard hit comes, because it will come. And when it comes, you will be ready. Before the next episode, I want you to do one thing. Stop and look back. Find one hard moment from the last month, a client situation, a team challenge, a moment where you feel like you were drowning, and write down the lesson. Not the story, the lesson. What did it teach you? What system, habit, or boundary would prevent it next time or help you to handle it better? And also, give yourself some damn grace. Remind yourself how far you have come. Whether that's your childhood and a chapter of your life you needed to get out of, or a growth marker in the business you were terrified of 6 months ago, and now you're through it. Stop and acknowledge it. You did it. Be grateful for the moments that challenge you, because they're the ones that built you. The is hard. It's always going to be hard. And we've got to learn to stop and be grateful for the hard, because without hardship, without the pain, there is no level of reward and gratification on the other side. The dopamine hits different when you've earned it. So many business owners came from some version of hardship before they ever opened the doors. The illness, loss, or chaos helped build grit before they even knew they'd need it. Let that be the fire that drives you forward. Let it be something you can one day look back on and be genuinely grateful for. Be grateful for the moments that challenge you. Treat everything as a lesson to analyze. However many excuses you make is however long you're adding years of delay to getting where you want to go. That's the truth. That's what it comes down to. It comes down to you, your leadership, how you're delegating, how you're executing, how you're constantly learning about yourself and your team and adjusting based on real data, not just feeling your way through it. Turn around and look where you have come from. All the you went through is what makes you ready to handle this right now. Whatever it is, you were built for this moment. If it's hard, you're doing it right. As it gets harder, congratulate yourself at that milestone. Keep going. Stick in there. You are doing great. And you have freaking got this.